It's a milk moonshine movement, out of sight from the law. It's a milk moonshine movement. We want it fresh, we want it raw.
Can you tell me why you came out here today?
Just to support the raw milk movement. We've been drinking raw milk for about 6 years, and I want easy access to it. I want to be doing it over the table, not under the table.
I came out here today to just to make a point with a lot of my friends out here that it's simply ludicrous that some folks think they have the right to dictate what you can and can't put in your body. I'm a big advocate of the idea of self-ownership and therefore self-government, and that people can ingest whatever substances they want as long as they're not negatively impacting the rights of others.
I came out here today to support voluntary exchange. I think it's natural human interaction at its best, and it should be free.
People hire me to help them lose weight and get healthy. So when I use raw milk with my clients, they get healthy and they lose weight.
I think that we should be able to eat and drink the foods of our choice and get them from the sources that we want to.
Have you seen any cops out today?
I haven't even seen any walk by or drive by. I mean, last year we had 15 surrounding us within the first 5 minutes, and here nobody showed up. I think they learned their lesson.
Do you think that anybody should be able to sell anything to anybody?
I mean, No, I wouldn't say that's the case. No, I think the government does have some, you know, authority and jurisdiction. I mean, you can't just sell poison to people.
If they're not harming anybody or anyone's property, I don't see a problem with that.
As long as you're not out hurting an injured third party, the argument for why something shouldn't take place or something shouldn't happen, you know, really is, you know, comes down to the old victimless crimes aren't legitimate crimes.
The FDA is just protecting the monopoly, the corporate monopoly on the dairy industry.
If you allow someone to say, if you consume lemonade, you must first get my permission, then that bestows upon them some higher authority. And again, what I would say is that doesn't exist. The claim authority is arbitrary. Just because someone happens to work at a certain occupation or wear a certain costume, that doesn't give them any more rights. So, you know, if we fail to point out the most trivial of instances, then it's only going to make it more difficult to hold these folks accountable for the more egregious rights violations.
This is health. I'm healthy, my clients are healthy, my family's healthy. There's my children over there. If you see them, they all have excellent health and normal weight. You know, we don't have to go to dentists. We don't go to the doctors very often.
It did me a lot of good when I had Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. It's what helped me get back to be able to walk and function properly.
What do you hope to accomplish with this event today?
There's a couple things we hope to accomplish. First and foremost, I think what we want to do is let what we're doing resonate to other people and help them be brave to stand up and exercise their rights as well.
I think we're just going to shed more light on our liberties as free people and the right that we have to freely exchange goods and services.
I think it's exercising your rights, but I also think it's getting the word out that yes, we might not be free anymore.
This event proves that, you know, what we did last year was effective. We're just going to keep doing this to, you know, once we gain that freedom ground, we don't want to lose it again. So we'll keep doing this year after year until we're never having a problem with police harassing people over voluntary exchange.
Some say she's a libertarian hero or a daring dairy queen, but she just wants...
I don't really like milk that much, but that's pretty good. Maybe it's just hot out, I don't know.
Unpasteurized, unseen, it's a milk.